This is Day 8, Rockstar, Confident. A Stranger Things fanfic written by Anne the Cat Detective and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and features the pre-relationship of Steve Harrington, Eddie Munson, with additional tags for pre-relationship, gay Eddie Munson. Eddie Munson has a crush on Steve Harrington. Rockstar Eddie Munson. Steve Harrington has a crush on Eddie Munson. Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence. And is part of Eddie Month 2023. Summary. For Eddie Month, a little AU where Eddie never got mixed up in the Upside Down and instead corroded Coffin made it big. Eddie and the boys come back to their hometown a couple years down the road, and Eddie gets a little surprise. And an opportunity he won't let pass him by. Eddie struts across the stage, buttery soft leather clinging to his hips and thighs, tosses off a wink to the camera. They're just picking up B-roll stuff today for Corroded Coffin's first music video, and it's not exactly his vision. He'd had a vision. He was going to be a heavy, rocking vampire. Something with a frilly shirt and a cape and a hypnotic stare. A sensual and foreboding creature of the night. And yeah, okay, in the fantasy segments he still is. His music seduces innocence into his army of the night. It's just... in Eddie's vision... his sexy metal Count Dracula seduced a pretty boy Jonathan Harker. There would be an almost kiss. In his mind's eye, the tension is so delicious. The skating of his lips past the actors on his way to the throat. The kind of thing that's going to give the next generation of gay metalheads something to have feelings about. The kind of thing he'd point to if he could ever come out to the whole world someday in the future. To say, I was always here. But the kind of thing other people could point to know he's one of them. The sexy boy toy Jonathan Harker, with glossy, dick-sucking lips and long, wet lashes, was cut by the director. Instead, there are three buxom and beautiful brides, but Eddie doesn't actually have to do any scenes with them in the narrative part of the video. Instead of sexy boy toy Jonathan Harker, the other members of Corroded Coffin are lost and exploring his crumbling manor. Each of them gets yanked into a coffin in the arms of one of the girls. Then they reemerge in their full heavy metal getup, with their instruments, to take their parts in leading the army of the night. And then, Eddie sees him. He couldn't have imagined him better. The full lips, the heavy-lidded eyes, that perfect balance of pretty and masculine. Shoulders Eddie wants to grab onto and never let go of. As soon as the director calls cut, Eddie is jumping down from the little stage, jogging over to him. Hi, you an extra? Because I know where we could use you, he greets. Now that the perfect guy is here, they have to reconsider at least some of his idea. The buxom vampire brides leave lipstick prints all over the other guys. Eddie bites a pretty boy with broad, broad shoulders. It all works out. I can talk to the director about putting you in the vampire scenes. Oh, no. I mean, that's cool. He looks around. Just the chauffeur, man. Your extras are in makeup for the crowd shots. You don't want to be in the video? I'm not really... I don't have a look. He shakes his head. As if he isn't the most... look a guy can get. A little tease into the mullet and ditching the polo shirt for whatever wardrobe wants to put him in, and he's everywhere Eddie wants to be. You guys are really good, though. I do like the sound, and I'm It was really cool of you guys to film here. Yeah, well, hometown, he shrugs. Had to come back and show off, now we're famous, right? He'd sold it to their manager. It'd be cheaper if they crashed with family instead of putting them up in a 4-star hotel anywhere else. He really wanted to use the old Creel house for exterior shots, too. And yeah, they could have sent a guy with a camera and filmed everything else in Chicago or Indy, but, well, it was cheaper to get some filming locations in Hawkins, too. To film the band stuff during the day in the hideout where they got their start. Get some fake tombstones put up on the outskirts of the woods, on a piece of land they have permission to use for some more exterior shots. Yeah, I remember you from high school. I was in the year below you. Or above you? We didn't really... Steve Harrington! A slow smile spreads across his face. Of course he is! It would explain why he looks so familiar. Anyone about his age in Hawkins would have to be someone he knew. You still driving those little sheepies around? Little sheepies? His brow furrows. Henderson, Wheeler, one if not two Sinclairs? Oh, there's a story about a suspended license, Steve laughs. And a, completely destroyed interior. Did they not tell you that one when you called to ask them to be in your video? They did not. Eddie grins, utterly delighted. Well, glad they brought you out of retirement, Steve Harrington. You're gonna say my name like that every time you talk to me? Shh, I'm reveling in having the most popular boy in school, like my little band. You guys weren't so little last I checked. Not where it counts. He winks. Oh, God, what is he thinking? But Steve laughs with him, smiles at him. And I wasn't the most popular boy in school for very long. Let me have this, Stevie. Steve blushes. Eddie's heart skips a beat. Oh, yes, he will have him, at least as an extra in his music video. I mean, I think I'm the one spending his day off at a music video shoot. That's the actual big deal. Not that many people in Hawkins make it big in the music world. Oh, just me and Tammy Thompson? He jokes, isn't sure if it will land. Isn't prepared for how much Steve laughs. No, see, you're actually talented. Steve, Steve, Steve. He loops an arm around his shoulders, tugging him in close and dropping his voice. I gotta let you in on something here, but flattery works on me. You don't get enough of that on tour? It's different. Those people didn't see my embarrassing youth. Doesn't mean as much. Well, you are. Is it, like, super lame if I ask you to sign something? Eddie shakes his head, feels his own face heat. I don't think so, but, you gotta do something for me. For you?
His eyebrows climb up his forehead.
What could I possibly do for you? You're the rock star. You're just one of my creatures of the night, Eddie purrs, steering Steve over towards wardrobe. Well, I mean, if I don't have to do anything special. Just what the rest of the crowd is doing, unless the director tells you any different.
He promises him, waving said director down to point Steve out before he lets him go.
I want the camera on him,
he says, once Steve is getting all wardrobed up.
You see that face? That's a face that was made for television. Was that Steve Harrington?
Jeff asks.
High school chick magnet Steve Harrington?
Dave adds.
Did that guy get beat up and kicked off some sports team?
Gareth leans around, but of course it's too late to get a look at him. As the youngest in the band, he'd missed most, if not all, of the King Steve era.
Did he get kicked off? I heard he just had to miss the end of the season because he was in the hospital or some shit. I don't know. I don't think he was in the hospital, but I definitely remember he got his ass kicked a couple of times. And then he was, like, Dustin's friend somehow. Did Dustin bring him along? Yeah, something like that.
Eddie nods.
God, he's even hotter than I remember. I mean, not... You know, I think he's got a good look for the... I think if we put him in the video, women will call in and request it. When MTV does call-in shows, I think they'll request it. I mean, look at him.
Sure.
Maybe buy the album or a t-shirt.
Eddie shrugs.
Maybe, you know, maybe we play up to that audience. Lots of bands don't. Or do we not want girls to like us?
Jeff gives him a look, like he's super aware of how little Eddie cares about girls liking him personally.
But
he also gives him a little nod, because,
yeah, as a band, why wouldn't they?
The kids come spilling out of the curtained-off wardrobe hair makeup area, a more than welcome distraction, and there are rounds of careful hugs.
Hair and makeup treat you good?
Jeff asks, setting his guitar aside, checking in amidst the hugs and the high fives.
You guys look cool as shit,
Eddie says approvingly, taking them in.
Not really kids anymore. Erica's in high school. The boys are all going to be heading off to college before long. Who destroyed a car, by the way?
They all point to Dustin in unison.
Okay, what you're not getting is that was... I didn't destroy my mom's car. She just needs to get over the upholstery thing.
He waves a hand.
I didn't get busted for like 5 traffic violations like some people, Mike Wheeler. 5 traffic... No, you know what? I only got busted because I have enemies at the police station.
Right on, Eddie nods.
He doesn't have enemies. He and Elle are just broken up. And her dad wasn't even the one that pulled you over.
Erica rolls her eyes.
Well, we're not broken up. We're just thinking about our priorities for the future.
She broke up with you.
Well, my girlfriend and I are going to the same college because we are totally simpatico,
Lucas says.
And I didn't lose my license on the first day of summer. No, your busted-ass car wouldn't start.
Makes it real easy not to rack up traffic violations.
Erica!
Eddie laughs.
He's missed this. He didn't know them long before he was out of Hawkins and onto sudden stratospheric fame, but he clicked with them.
Only gets to see them when he's back to visit Wayne, which he tries to do when he can.
And once, when he got them all backstage tickets to a show in Indy.
Though, when he's in town visiting Wayne, he at least gets to get in a little one-on-one adventure with the rest of his favorite party. He and the band have their touring campaign, but Eddie likes having a full table. It's a challenge to balance things out for a bigger party, but the energy is something special.
Well, you guys made it here, that's what matters. I want you front and center for the concert crowd stuff. First, they're going to get some more of us playing, but like, with some heads in the shot from behind, throw some horns, stuff like that. Just get into it. But then, when we have some more extras to fill out the crowd, they'll move equipment around and the director will let you know where he wants you.
Eddie will just have to keep working on getting the vampire shots he wants.
But having Steve in his hideout crowd is a first step.
After the day's shoot is done, He walks out to Steve's car with him and the kids, trails after him when he goes not for the driver's seat, but the trunk, with his reminder that Eddie had promised to sign something for him. Eddie's assuming there's a poster he wants him to sign. A cassette tape would have been up front. Steve doesn't hand over either of those things. He passes Eddie his high school yearbook.
Oh. Sorry, is this weird? It is, isn't it? No, just weird that Steve Harrington is finally asking me to sign his yearbook, and I can't ask him to sign mine. No, yeah, it can be something else.
I'm signing it, Eddie insists, hugging it to his chest before Steve can take it back.
Is it weird?
Eddie shrugs, tongue poking out between his teeth as he tries to come up with something clever. In all his memories, Steve is larger than life, super cool. But apparently, by senior year, he'd fallen off in terms of popularity. People still clearly signed his yearbook, but it's not full to bursting with girls eager to be remembered by the King of Hawkins High. Just polite, have a good summer, have a good future, have a good life. From enough people, yeah, just... there's space for him, too. Steve. Sorry it took me so long to get you.
Eddie.
Munson. I'm famous now. He writes out his phone number before he can chicken out, but also before he can remember that Steve can't exactly call him there. And it's so much more excruciating to write out Wayne's number, along with the note specifying that when he is in Hawkins, Steve will have to contact him there.
Here.
Oh. Steve looks between the page and Eddie. His smile is small, uncertain.
Your phone number?
Yeah. Well, I mean... all the kids have my number, and I never get calls from anyone my own age. I mean, the band, but, yeah, just, if you ever need to complain to someone about them, or, like, for the next time they don't tell me they destroyed a whole car, if you want.
Yeah. Cool.
Steve sets the yearbook back down in the trunk, gentle. He takes the pen back from Eddie. He takes his arm. Steve Harrington writes his phone number between the bats flying up Eddie's forearm.
Oh, Eddie says. If you ever need to complain to someone about them, or if you ever want to hear the news around Hawkins when you're on the road, I mean... you gotta have mine for next time you're on tour, right?
Right. He grins.
Can I turn you into a vampire tomorrow?
Sure.
I'm not doing anything.
The end. Reader's notes. So... today was the New York City Marathon, and my apartment is catching a lot of the background noise of 50,000 people running down the street over the course of 8 freaking hours. Like, go you, congratulations, you are doing something I couldn't even dream of doing. But also, like, between the people and the people cheering for those people and the fucking vuvuzelas and cowbells, it has been a loud ambient noise day, and I'm pretty sure, honestly, that, like, all of the cars that could not cross Fifth Avenue, and all of the ambulances and fire trucks who could not cross Fifth Avenue all day today have decided to park outside my apartment and do their sirens all at once right now. So if there is ambient fire sounds and sirens and things in the background, it is because... welcome to New York.
Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you so much to Anne the Cat Detective for having blanket permission to Pontfic. I could see Eddie's vision. I could absolutely see that moment of, yes, this is my Jonathan Harker, deep vampire soul-gazing, biting, sensual, like, you know, heavy metal sensual neck-licking situation. Is it sexy? Is it violence? I could see Eddie's vision here. I look forward to that for Steve and his future. So yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.